is Ron Burgundy. You're listening to the Ron Burgundy Podcast. Last night, I was drinking alone, staring at a painting of a lighthouse and crying my damn eyes out. I, like that lighthouse, am in the middle of the ocean, looking for a ship to take me onto whatever is next.
Wow.
Also, I'd twisted my wrist.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I pulled something in it right before I sat down.
Mm-hmm.
When I was looking in the medical journals mm-hmm. I keep in my library, I think I'd sprained my clavius ligament, which connects to the fifth metatarsal. But regardless,
okay.
It hurt. And Caroline, you know this more than anyone. I'm no pansy.
Well, when you get sick, you get pretty upset.
But when something hurts, you've just got to scream and let your cry ring out. Don't hold back.
Okay.
Even if you're in the middle of a transatlantic flight.
Oh, God. That's
you've just got to...
Alarming.
Ah, my wrist! Oh.
Oh, God.
So, while I punched a hole in my wall, hurting my wrist even further...
Mm-hmm.
Because of the state I was in.
Sure.
The emotional state.
Yeah.
I thought about why bad things happen to good men.
Mm.
Meaning me.
Okay.
I realized the safest way to prepare against the apocalypse of the future is talk to a psychic.
Okay.
And that's what we're going to do today.
Yeah, I brought one in.
Great. I mean, you want to know the weather? You want to know what happened to your... Grandpa's jewels he dropped in the ocean?
Mm.
You want to know if Carolina will ever find love?
All right. That's insulting.
Then please turn to a psychic. These women or men, some of which have been alive forever, tell your futures. They tell our futures. And the good ones, they make it look easy. So today we will meet with a psychic, interview her, and get some trade secrets. And once again, specifically, we will find out if Carolina will ever find love.
I mean, I meet people. I date.
Do you?
Yeah, I, you know.
How come I've never met the people that you've met?
Well, you met that one guy and...
Charlie.
Yeah, it was kind of a bad experience for both of us. Because he's... You asked...
Would you say that Charlie is par for the course? In terms of the people you're meeting?
Sure. You know, a nice guy. He worked on a podcast also.
He was a snooze fest.
Yeah. No, you said that repeatedly. And
I said it to his face.
I know. And you pretended to fall asleep at dinner.
Yep.
It was just a whole...
Yep.
He... Yeah. He was telling you... Okay.
Do you remember the cartoon? I forget which one, where the guy's falling asleep. And he goes, woo, woo, woo. And he keeps the feather suspended in
yes.
the air.
Yes. That's what you were trying to do.
That's what I was trying
okay.
to do.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to our topic. But before we sit down and talk with our psychic,
mm-hmm.
I think it's time for me to read your horoscopes.
Oh, okay.
Those of you listening, you'll hear your horoscope today. So if you're a Taurus, your horoscope is, come on, pull your shit together. Capricorn, you have a serious drug problem and you need to kick it, Buster. Aries, drink more water. Your body is 99% liquid. You need it. But try to stay away from the bottled water. We were having an intense discussion earlier today with the crew.
Yeah. I mean, this is for every Aries?
This covers every Aries
okay.
out there.
Okay.
Drink more water. In fact, drink, and on occasion, if you can think of it,
right.
This is what I do on occasion for maximum health benefits. Drink your own urine.
Oh, that's unnecessary.
That's for all the horoscopes.
Oh, I mean, I guess everyone can stay hydrated, but these are very specific.
Moving on. Okay. Libra, open up a checking account overseas, deposit the money you stole discreetly, and never look back. You know what I'm talking about. Quit shaking your head at me. Don't talk to me like that. Come on, Libra.
Is this someone
Sneaky
you know?
Sneaky Libra. No, this is all Libras.
Okay.
Pisces, you look good. Really good. Keep shaking your shit, sister. It only gets better.
Wow.
A little dirty today.
Yeah.
These horoscopes are dirty.
This is a new side of you.
Gemini, talk to the twin that lives in your neck and make sure you're at peace. Being a Gemini is a serious medical condition.
I don't think every Gemini has two heads.
Mm. Have you ever met a Gemini?
Sure.
And they don't have two heads?
One. Nothing that lives in their neck. I'm not...
Do they have long hair and maybe they're hiding that second head somewhere?
Maybe. These are hard things to check, but...
I can safely say I've never met a Gemini.
Okay.
So, yeah, maybe that one's slightly fanciful.
Okay.
Let's see. I think that's all of them.
Oh, I think there's like five more signs.
Oh, really?
Sagittarius.
Sagittarius, blah, blah, blah. Cancer, blah, blah, blah.
Leo?
Leo, who cares? What's left? Yep, I think that covers it.
Okay.
So, anyway, that was your horoscopes.
Right.
So we did that.
That was a new segment.
Check it off the list.
Yeah.
Maybe we return to that periodically.
Maybe.
We read horoscopes.
I think there's like a lot to work on there.
Well, it's the first time we've done it, so it's not going to be perfect.
Right.
But we'll see what comes up in the mailbag.
The mailbag is...
Have we started a mailbag, by the way?
No one really writes letters anymore. It's predominantly online.
Hmm. That's sad to me.
I know.
It is a lost art.
I know.
To sit down with parchment and quill and ink...
Quill.
And to craft a letter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You love it.
I love it. I still have a lot of pen pals throughout the world.
Really?
I have over 1,000 pen pals.
So you spend most of your time.
I write 5 letters a day.
Wow.
Just a constant rotation.
Yeah.
I'm always behind.
You never respond to my emails.
Because I'm writing letters.
Oh, okay.
It's like the San Francisco Bridge. The Golden Gate Bridge.
Yep, I'm familiar.
Once they start, they have to paint it. Once they get to one end of it, they have to start repainting it. It's a year-round process.
Got it. Yeah. It's kind of Sisyphus.
Yes. Sisyphus, who got turned to stone because he looked at Medusa.
Mm. No, I think we're
after
mixing
hours.
Myths. Oh.
Or am I thinking of the Minotaur?
I think we're mixing a few myths in here. We'll have to...
Greek mythology, never my strong suit.
Sure.
Never.
Yeah.
Never. Like, from the beginning, I remember I was in the third grade, I raised my hand and said, Mrs. Gladsworth, I don't get it. I'm never going to get it.
I can't.
And I'm going to close this book up.
Greek mythology.
Greek mythology. But Sisyphus is my favorite.
Well, you seem to have a little bit of a grasp there, but pretty loose.
Sisyphus was chained to the rock and had its... Oh, Sisyphus pushed the rock up the hill? Who was the one who was chained to the rock and had their liver eaten out by a bird of prey, only to have the liver grow back the next day, and then eternally the liver was being eaten out by a bird of prey?
Oh, I think that must be from some... That sounds
You know what will bear out?
Uh-huh.
The mailbag. They'll let us know.
Okay. I'll try to start one, but again, I just don't think... Besides your pen pals, I don't know who would be writing in.
Well, it'll be predominantly my pen pals who write it.
Okay, I'll get the bag and then we'll go from there.
We'll be right back on the Ron Burgundy Podcast. Welcome back to the Ron Burgundy Podcast. Today we are joined by psychic Laura Powers. No relation to Austin Powers.
No.
Right? No.
No,
okay.
Because
that's a fictional character. And I got to be honest, I'm getting a little creeped out because I can tell she's reading my mind right now. And she can tell what word I'm about to say next.
So I will.
Did you know I was going to say next after?
No.
Oh.
Okay. So. Yeah, there are different types of psychics,
okay.
And I am somewhat telepathic, so I do receive information through thoughts and can sometimes get other people's thoughts, but I also try not to dig in people's thoughts unless people
So you can receive, similar to a dolphin.
Sorry. No.
No.
I would say it's a little bit different than a dolphin.
But dolphins are pretty smart.
We should take out our dolphin questions.
I was going to ask you, most of my questions were about dolphins, but let's just, let me just throw those out.
No, dolphins are amazing. I would say they are very sensitive and probably psychic, intuitive, but it is different for humans.
Laura, can I ask you this? Did you become a psychic through training, or was this just an ability you had from as far as you can remember? What's the genesis here?
Sure. So I think, like many things, it's a combination of your natural ability and then training. Mm-hmm. So ever since I was little, I've seen and sensed ghosts and other things that most people don't see. But then on top of that, I did get a lot of training to help me do this as my work and to better manage it.
You got to check out Ron's garage because he's insistent.
My garage is haunted.
Ah.
And Carolina doesn't believe me.
No.
But...
That's for another episode.
Yeah. It's definitely haunted.
I don't know. I've been there. I've seen the
And
boxes.
It's not just because I turn it into a haunted house every Halloween.
Yeah.
Right.
You turn it into a haunted house, but you refuse to go in. You just let the kids in the neighborhood.
No, I let the kids in the neighborhood. Yeah. I'm like, you guys find the candy. I can't go in there. Yeah.
So what makes you think it's haunted?
Spirits. Yep. They've talked to me. In fact, just real quick, there are no ghosts in this room right
now.
No,
we're clear. We've
talked
about that.
Right?
I don't sense any in this room in particular. No.
Except for Nick.
I will say...
at the controls. He's kind of a ghoul.
Oh.
No, I mean that with love. Nick's great.
We're working with him for the rest of the season.
We're heading off for the weekend, Nick
really?
And I. Yeah, we're going up the coast. We're driving to Carmel.
Why didn't you even tell me?
Nick has a convertible Gulf. A Volkswagen Golf.
Right. You love that car.
That thing loves the highway. Right, Nick? Yep.
Open Laura, road. What did ghosts look like when you were a kid?
So sometimes ghosts can look very solid, like, you know, a live person would. Mm-hmm. And other times they can look kind of partially embodied. So maybe I would see, you know, the head and then it kind of fades out towards the feet.
Okay.
And sometimes I don't see them at all. Sometimes I simply feel or hear them.
And can
you
communicate with them? Like,
definitely. Yeah. I work with paranormal investigators.
Whoa.
And so, yeah, I communicate with them. And I also work as kind of a ghost whisperer. So people will hire me to help them. Let's say if there's have a ghost in their house and I can help them cross over or clear the space so that they're not bothering them anymore.
Ron?
Do you visit the police precincts that you work with, I would assume?
Actually, I have never actively worked with the police. I've worked on criminal investigations, but usually it's the family members that hire me.
Right. And Ron worked as a horse whisperer for a summer.
Really?
Just for a summer. And I never quite got the gist of it.
Yeah, it can be challenging.
I would try to whisper to them, and they'd usually throw me or try to kick me.
That's it.
But I never got it down. Truth be told, I didn't know what I was doing. I lied. I told them I could. I could horse whisper.
You saw that Robert Redford movie?
I fell in love with it. Oh, Bobby Redford! I'm telling you right now, if Bob's in a movie, I'm seeing it.
All right.
He's got my $12.
Sure.
Is it still $12 to go see a movie, or is it more like 18?
It's more like, 16. Times have changed.
So, Laura, what is your day-to-day like? Is it every day is a new adventure? You're working on a different project, or are there situations that you work a year on, or is it in small bursts?
Yeah, every day is different. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of traveling. I see clients all over the country and actually internationally as well. So yeah, every day is different. I do a combination of teaching classes, the paranormal work, doing readings for individuals. I do other interviews aside from this.
Wow.
But yeah, constantly just using my abilities. I want to help people understand the spiritual realm and better navigate.
And are there times where you're just real frank with people and just said, I'm sorry, I blew it?
I
gave you a wrong reading.
That's never happened. I do think one of the challenges of being a psychic is you receive information and it's interpreting it correctly. So let's say you receive an image or something and you know, it's tempting to put your own spin on it. Mm-hmm. But the best psychics are the ones who can just relay the information without you know, interpreting it in their own way. So I have a pretty good track record, but a lot of times it does take time for it to manifest.
Yeah, to develop.
Clients, sure. Where I'll say something and maybe 3 years later I hear from them and what I...
That's kind of what it was like. I remember when I was horse whispering, mm-hmm. at first I would whisper very mm-hmm. delicately. And then I'd get frustrated, like, you listen to me, you dumb bag of bones.
That can't help.
You Gallop. Know? You know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Any different languages ghosts speak or spirits speak?
Well, yes, spirits do speak, you know, their own language.
Pig Latin?
I've
mostly
never
pig Latin?
Encountered pig, not, no. Pig Latin, no. But in terms of the spiritual realm, it's like I am usually receiving whatever information they're intending versus...
Right.
Sometimes I do hear specific words, but it's more like receiving their intention. Mm. So the language doesn't matter as yeah. much.
So if you were in France and you saw a French ghost, they would speak in French.
Oui, oui.
Oui, oui.
Oui, oui.
Bonjour.
Paris est fou, no?
Oh.
What was Hogwarts like, and how hard is it to make friends there?
Wow, you know, I think Hogwarts is amazing. However, it is a fictional place, and I have never attended.
You've never
there.
Visited? Okay.
No, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
So mark that.
Yeah.
I'll mark that.
Yeah, but it's very magical. I wish it were real.
Likewise. It's something Ron just finished the book, so.
Mm.
I planned my whole summer vacation to visit Hogwarts, and it's, so it doesn't exist, so. I can cancel my ticket.
Yeah.
Good to know. Do you frequently work under a bridge? And do people have to give you a riddle to pass over that bridge?
Yeah, no, I have never worked under a bridge before.
I think you're thinking of like a magical troll.
I'm thinking of a troll.
Yeah, definitely.
Or a hobgoblin.
Or like Rumpelstiltskin.
Rumpelstiltskin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I don't
That's
do that.
What I'm thinking of.
Yeah,
I work, you know, like most people do. I will mm-hmm. talk people over the phone mm-hmm. at their mm-hmm. home or in an office.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
so you don't live under a bridge.
I do not.
Okay.
I guess
this is good. We're getting through this. There's been one question that I've been kind of scared to ask. I kind of don't want to know because it might ruin my day, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What will my mustache look like in 10 years?
Okay, well, this brings up a really good point.
Yes.
With questions people ask me, because we have free will. So what your mustache will look like will really depend on how you shave it.
So
and the choices that you make.
That's great to know. So yeah. I can control my own destiny in terms of my mustache.
Absolutely.
It's mm-hmm. not. So when I hear my mustache talk back to me, I don't have to listen to it.
No.
Right.
Because we have very, very stimulating conversations. Let's talk about second lives. And do we have them? And if so, can we bring our jackets with us into that second life?
Ron loves his jacket.
Oh, yeah, I can understand why. I think you might be referring to reincarnation.
Yes, reincarnation. Sure.
Okay. Yes, yeah, so I believe that almost everyone who's here has already lived before and has had many incarnations. But no, you can't take your physical belongings with you to the other side. That said, when you're on the other side, you can right. actually present yourself however you want to. So when I'm connecting with a spirit on the other side, they may not look like when they passed. So they may have been a grandmother and they're showing themselves as a, you know, 20-year-old.
Oh.
Or as Rumpelstiltskin.
Could be.
Yes. I just want to look really hot when I pass.
Yeah, exactly. Wouldn't you want to look the best? So that's what tends to happen is a lot of times they'll present
I want to be 10 really, feet tall. Really.
That's a lot.
In my next life. I want to be able to dunk a basketball.
Okay.
That's my main goal in my next life.
Okay.
Here's a question. Scotch on an empty stomach? Yay or nay?
I think that question is actually better for a doctor.
Let her answer.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say nay. And I'm going to say it here because I'm actually very sensitive to alcohol. Mm-hmm. And I think
it affects your abilities, your cognitive abilities.
Actually, so
yes.
I don't drink. And there's a, you know, the old fashioned term for alcohol is spirits. And
that's
there we go.
And okay. I think there's not a coincidence. So if, when you drink a lot, say on an empty stomach where there's not sure. food to digest it, you will actually be more prone to being impacted by spirits.
So when you get a little too many cosmos in your system,
right.
what does it feel like? Like kind of...
I get overwhelmed. So because I could be what's called a trance medium, where mm-hmm. spirits come in and communicate through my body, I have to be very careful mm-hmm. to have strong boundaries. Mm-hmm. So I actually, even being in a room with people that are doing a lot of drinking, can be challenging for me.
Have you ever seen a drunk spirit?
So there was actually a ghost that
was a little tipsy,
lived in my house. So he was an alcoholic.
Okay, interesting.
And he wanted to get in people's bodies so he could drink again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Would you ever leave a little cup of vodka out for him?
No, I try not to encourage that.
Kind of like
that
cookies
behavior
for Santa Claus. No, yeah. You know, it's interesting. Mm-hmm. And this makes a lot of sense because I used to see a drunk psychic when I lived down in San Diego. Mm-hmm. And he gave me terrible readings. And now I know why.
Where would you meet him?
I would meet him at the trailer park.
Oh, yeah. That's...
And the bus station.
It's a sketchy situation.
And the zoo.
Yeah, I would not recommend that type of psychic.
How often?
We would cut a hole in the panda cage, and that's where we do most of our meetings.
Oh, wow. That just seems so dangerous.
Talk about a psychic animal. Pandas. Mm. Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. Beautiful creature. Very mm-hmm. psychic. What did the psychic say to the waiter at the steakhouse?
I don't know.
I'll have my steak medium. Okay. So now I'm not trying to be funny here, but were you about to predict that I was going to say that joke?
I was not, actually.
But it's a pretty good joke, right? You can use it, Laura, if you want.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
My drunk psychic used to say that joke all the time to me. To the point of like, give it a rest, Phil.
Yeah, get another one.
Yeah, get another joke. Here's a question for you. If Carolina doesn't do her job, how hard would it be for me to put a hex on her? Could you teach me how to put a hex on her if she doesn't do her job?
Yeah, that's not something I do, and I really don't recommend hexes. So here's the thing. I believe in karma, and whatever you put out to someone is going to
come back to you. It's going to come back 10 in spades.
Exactly. Yes. So I really don't recommend that.
So you don't encourage hexes. You don't use chicken bones in your practice?
No, definitely not.
No, okay. You don't need to add that into the working environment.
Because I've been collecting chicken bones.
Mm. Are you serious?
I have a trunk full of chicken bones that I'm using for a future hex.
Okay. Great.
Here's something interesting. I bought some Axe body spray. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
I am.
Because some false advertising told me it would make women on the street cling to me like a fire pole. And every morning I'll stand in my hallway nude and I take about 10 minutes and I coat myself in it until it's dripping down onto a puddle onto the floor. My question is, do you have an actual love potion that works?
Yeah, no, I don't work with potions.
Okay.
There are some practitioners who might. I actually just recommend just being your best self you know, using your natural spirit and energy versus.
So if I want to delve in hexes or potions, I don't come to Laura.
That is correct.
Okay.
Maybe just asking like a woman like how she's doing, what her interests are, what her hobbies are. Does she want to go to a movie?
Mm-hmm.
There are angels you can call.
Does she like potions?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Maybe she does.
If I see a white wolf alone in the woods, is it best that I follow it and see to what future it leads me, or is that dangerous? Should I just let the white wolf go?
That is a very good question. I think it could potentially be dangerous, but I would say to follow your intuition.
Maybe just let it go, just from our experience with dogs.
Yes. You know, it's so interesting. I can always tell when a dog's attacking me. Does that make me a psychic?
No, I think that's just being aware and observant.
Okay, because it's uncanny.
When a dog has
a dog bites me, I'm like, oh, it's biting me. Right. I'm getting bitten by a dog.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, you're in tune with your body.
Which I'm proud of. I'm not gonna back down from. Okay. Laura, I have Aries moon rising. Am I handsome?
Okay, so this is a good time to bring up that I am not an astrologer.
Oh, okay.
So astrologers. So
not one and the same.
No, no. I mean, there can't
be. Are you a numerologist?
I am not. I do believe in numerology and astrology, but I don't practice either professionally. So those are two very different things. One is looking at the planets and the influences on us. One looking at, you know, numbers and their deeper meaning. I actually use my abilities. I'm clairvoyant. I'm clairaudient. So I see, I hear, I'm an empath, I feel, and I receive information that way versus using those other tools.
So you can see auras a little bit, like colors?
Actually, you know, that's the interesting thing. There's a lot of different types of psychics. I don't see auras. Okay. Sure. I actually feel them more than I see them. Mm-hmm. So even with a clairvoyant, which clairvoyant means basically psychic seeing, seeing in the spiritual realm, there's different ways that that can manifest for different psychics.
Hey, hey, someone's aura just pinched me in the fanny.
What?
Whoa. Wow. So if I brought you with me to a craps table, could you predict what number I'm about to roll?
You know, I've never tried craps, but I actually have used my abilities to play poker.
And?
I've won. Okay. So I've...
Thousands of dollars?
No, not that much, but I would say
so
hundreds.
Small potatoes. What percentage of your business would you say comes from children's birthday parties?
Pretty much zero. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gosh, I'm shocked.
Yeah, I don't think children really connect with what I do. It's really more for adults.
Okay.
I just remember growing up, we would always have a psychic at our birthday parties.
It was a pretty like somber mood. Yeah,
not a lot of laughter. Yeah. No. Mm. Ouija board and a psychic. Oh. That was my birthday party.
God.
From the time I was 3 until I was 11.
Yeah.
8 years in a row. Draw the curtains, light some black candles, bring in the psychic. Everyone shut up. It's time to have a birthday.
Yikes, yeah.
Anyway.
My parties, we just had like a face painter. And.
Now, I know as a psychic, you've been alive forever. What was the Civil War like?
Okay, yeah, that's not true. I have not been alive forever.
Okay.
I'm, you know, just, you know, aging just like everyone else. Yeah.
Okay, so you don't know what the Civil War was like. I mean, well, other than books.
One thing that psychics can do that maybe others can't is I can access past lives. So I can look at things from other historic periods, but it wasn't like me, you know, in this body doing that.
Ulysses S. Grant.
Right.
Yeah, you couldn't.
Yeah. I do have
his.
No. I do have past life memories from other periods, you know, ancient Egypt and
speaking of ancient, because I've always told Carolina that I feel like I come from royalty.
Mm-hmm.
And is there a chance, is there some chance that I was Cleopatra in a former life?
I'm going to say
there's got to be.
I think that's very, very slim a chance.
It's not the thing we can confirm.
Because I'm a huge Elizabeth Taylor fan and... You know,
it's such a long movie that you watch so frequently.
I just get sucked in and I identify with her and that time period and ancient Egypt. And I'm just like, I've got to be, I wonder if I was Cleopatra.
Yeah. Cleopatra.
Cleopatra. No.
No.
Caroline, I'm sorry. Because the monks from Ireland came down.
Okay.
The Vikings took the monks from Ireland down to what was now known as Egypt.
Okay.
They built the pyramids. Her name is Cleopatra.
We can address that later.
Sorry, Laura.
That's okay, but I'm going to side with
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you won't be paid after the show then. Do you have crystals at all? Do you use crystals? And if you do, do you have any that I could trip balls on?
Okay, well, first of all, I don't think crystals and tripping balls are connected. But I do believe that crystals can be very powerful. I don't actively use them in my work, no.
Okay.
Because I bought some at the Pasadena Swap Meet.
Mm-hmm.
And I carry a satchel
with
me of crystals.
I know. You took them to Coachella last year.
Yeah. Yeah, I've handed them out. How close have you worked with Whoopi Goldberg?
I have never worked with Whoopi Goldberg. I think she's
amazing. But she's a medium.
I believe she played one in a movie, but that's very different.
Mm.
I think you're thinking of
the movie Ghost.
Yes, the documentary Ghost.
No, that was a movie with Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore. They're actors.
Oh, okay. So she's an actress.
Yeah, but it was a good
speaking of ghosts. What about that pottery scene, huh? pretty sexy stuff.
Yeah, do ghosts ever creep you out?
Do ghosts ever try to get it on?
They do, actually.
Whoa.
Yeah, they
oh my
do.
God.
Whoa.
And
temperature just went up. Yeah.
They do.
I just got pinched in the butt again.
Whoa. Maybe that's
what's
just
going on?
The seat or something.
Might be.
Anyway, they also like to, watch, like there's a lot of male ghosts that'll be like peeping toms. They like to watch
okay,
women.
Well, not in the Me Too era.
Unfortunately, they still do.
They still, have they not got the message?
I don't think so.
Give me a break. Let me ask you this, and I don't, you may not be comfortable because a lot of people don't like to get into politics, but President Trump, what's his psychic aura? Do you pick up anything?
All right. Yeah, I try not to get too into politics. Right. I will say that I think that he is a younger soul. I'll just say that.
So a younger soul, implying that there isn't wisdom there.
I would say that, there's a lot to learn. Mm.
Do you think Trump and Kid Rock share the same soul?
I'm getting a no on that.
Okay.
Kid Rock, though, he knows how to put on a show.
I'm not really a fan, so I'm not really familiar with his music.
He's not a kid either. That's just his nickname.
Okay.
So, one for Ron, zero for Carolina.
Well, yeah.
Ace Ventura. He was a pet detective. He wasn't a psychic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, detective and a psychic, very different.
Yeah.
Sure. So a psychic is using information from the non-physical realm, mm-hmm. and a detective is using information from the physical realm.
Okay.
So I do work as a pet psychic.
I think I understand. Yeah. Oh, so you work as a pet psychic too?
I do, yes.
Let me ask you this. People probably call you in when they're dealing with cats and dogs. What's the smallest animal that you've worked with to pick up their psychic energy? I mean, could you, like a flea? Or is it more of a mammal, something with a vertebrae?
I've never worked with a flea. I have worked with hamsters. Mm-hmm. So yeah, small mammals. Occasionally insects.
Komodo dragon?
I've never personally worked with a Komodo dragon, I'm open to it.
What about a parrot?
I have a client that I'm supposed to be communicating with, but I haven't actually done it yet with the parrot.
How crazy if you're working with a parrot and then they started talking back to you. And
did you bring food in today?
Oh my God.
Ooh, what does that smell?
That doesn't smell good at all. What?
Did you? Run?
Obviously, someone has passed gas in the studio at this point.
I didn't do it.
Someone has passed gas.
It was not me. So
Well, Laura, let's see how good you are. Can you tell who passed gas between the two of us using your psychic ability?
It's not me.
Yeah,
because I don't think it was you.
No. I don't think that's probably an appropriate use of my gift.
Whoever smelt it, dealt it. That's my psychic ability.
It's not. This is so real. Ron, you just say you farted. It's fine.
I didn't. Honestly.
I can't.
That was me.
Oh, my God.
That was me.
We have a guest.
I know, but the first one.
It was.
So really, you can't tell with your ability who.
No, I can, but I was trying to be polite.
And who did it?
Come on.
Carolina. I knew it.
No, that's actually not what I was thinking at all.
Oh, so me?
Yeah.
All right.
Yelena,
guilty as charged.
That was.
Boy.
Come on.
I should not eat a shrimp salad before we do a podcast.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well.
And that was a couple days old too.
Open the door.
Remind me, 2-day-old shrimp salad. Don't eat it.
Yeah, that's one you want to eat fresh off the boat.
Laura, we cannot thank you enough for sitting down with us. You are obviously an extremely talented individual, and you have really opened our eyes into the possibilities that are out there.
That was really cool.
And
thank you.
We wish you continued success. You're mm-hmm. welcome back anytime on the podcast. Thank you for your time.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
We'll be right back after this important announcement. Well, Carolina, I don't know how you felt, but I thoroughly enjoyed Laura Powers.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Very powerful.
Yeah.
From Powers.
Huh. Okay.
Yes. And I think she enjoyed it, too.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when we do these things, you can tell that people are just hating it.
Well, yeah. No,
which reflects more on them. you know.
Yeah, I mean.
But I think she had a great time.
Yeah.
And she'd love to talk about her craft.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's do our fact check here.
Yeah, today was rough.
Pretty strong show, right?
I mean, okay, we have to go over a few just basics.
Uh-huh.
The Oclivius.
Clitivius.
I think you're.
Right along here. I'm pointing to it.
No, that's just a made up, I think. Mm.
All right.
And then the metatarsals. Actually,
fifth metatarsal.
It's in your foot. It's a part of your foot.
Oh. All right.
Yep. And then Cleopatric.
Yes.
Cleopatra. I think you might have some crossover in terms of Egyptian history. There's no Irish involved.
We don't know that for sure. Continue.
Okay. It's pretty well recorded, actually, but the astrology.
Cleopatric is also a band.
Oh.
I know that.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, sure.
And they got their name from Cleopatric.
No, like, I don't think that's so.
Then where do they get their name? They just make it up?
Potentially, yeah. It's just a play on words, sounds like.
All right. Go on.
Our horoscope readings. Geminis have one head. Most human beings, I think, just have one solid head. No secret twin. We actually missed Virgo. I don't know if you had a reading for them.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Let me look. Yes, Virgo. Okay. Virgo, you should be sensitive to time management.
Okay. There we go. Five letters a day. You write five letters.
Five letters a day. Because I have over 1,000 pen pals.
That's 365 days a year, I'm assuming, if you're really strict.
Right.
So that's 1,825 letters a year. That's just...
pretty impressive.
I don't think that makes any... Okay. I'm gonna go with you on this one. I trust you.
I misspoke. Goal is to write five letters a day.
Okay. Yeah, that's better.
No, it's my goal.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't always get there.
Yeah. Dolphins and pandas, no actual powers in terms of...
This is where Laura was wrong, because I know for a fact there is a dolphin, a team of dolphins that LAPD use, and they are a coordinated strike force, and they patrol the waters from San Pedro all the way out to Catalina. Mm-hmm. And they're the tip of the spear on our war on drugs.
I mean, unless this is some covert operation.
And it's very dangerous for the dolphins. Because just like Ethan Hawke in Training Day, you can get hooked on the bad stuff. Uh-huh. A lot of the dolphins will find, you know, bags of cocaine on the ocean floor, and they get hooked. They get hooked, baby.
Okay.
That's why if you ever see a dolphin in the wild, you should give them a salute. Say, I appreciate what you're doing.
Okay. Yeah. Psychics have been alive for just how long their ages. They haven't been alive
forever. So they don't live for eternity.
No.
Yeah.
Well.
You don't live forever.
Uh-uh.
Mm-mm. Unless you're psychic.
No. That's what we just confirmed.
Okay. All right.
So I think that is it. I mean, we can't say for sure if Cleopatra is who you were in a previous life, but like Laura said, that's pretty slim.
Well, that's what I was trying to hint with her, like maybe she's wrong sometimes,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
So
I guess we just won't know.
But I've often heard, okay, fine. Maybe I wasn't Cleopatra in a past life, but I've often heard from people on the street who just walk up to me and say, you have features, you resemble Cleopatra in your features.
Wow. Yeah.
So that's where I got it from.
Okay. The Greek myths, I think, and you admitted this, but it's just, it needs an overhaul.
Oh, I'm with you on this one.
Yeah.
This one, that was a disaster.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. That was the fact check. Okay. Caroline, I appreciate it. Yeah. Well, here's Ron Burgundy's final thoughts. I think we all learned quite a bit about our futures today. In fact, Caroline will probably go home tonight and drink away her sorrows and hope that she meets her Prince Charming one
day. I'm actually like 8 years sober, something I take really seriously.
And I'm going to look back at that stupid lighthouse picture and tell it something it doesn't know. I am the lighthouse now, buddy. I see all the ships heading in my direction, and I've got an Uzi. In other words, see you later, suckers. This is Ron Burgundy. You just have listened to the Ron Burgundy podcast. Why did you make that? You made that weird noise with your mouth after I read that final line.
It seemed like a crazy thing to tell a lighthouse painting.
Is it crazy? I mean, or does it make perfect sense?
Threatened to build a mental illness.
Lighthouses are threatening. Talk about haunted.
You don't have an Uzi.
It was just a figure of speech. Stay tuned for scenes from the next episode of the Ron Burgundy Podcast.
On the next Ron Burgundy Podcast.
Today we are having to record this show from my garage because my living room flooded last night. My garage is haunted, and I was whispering because I'm afraid of waking ghosts. And of course, our street, we still have old metal trash cans. We don't have the plastic ones, so they make... That's why it's making so much noise. As long as the ice jackal doesn't show, we'll be fine.
What?
Never mind. Okay. Pay no attention, Caroline. Let's just keep doing the show.
Pay no attention to what?
You didn't hear that?
Hear what? If we just ignore it, maybe it'll just go away.
Ron ran out of the room, so we're just looking through the house for him. Ron? Hey, buddy.
Did you capture it with the golden net of invincibility?
Yes. Maybe we just get dressed.
Okay, yeah, maybe.
I'm gonna pull some clothes.
You might as well take a shower.
No, we have so the whole crew's here. Okay.
I'll be in a second.
All right. Okay.
Denial is a much easier path to take when you've witnessed something beyond recognition, something your soul will never process. The Ron Burgundy Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio Podcast Network and Funny or Die. I'm Ron Burgundy. I'm the host, writer, and executive producer. Carolina Barlow is my co-host, writer, and producer. The show is also produced by Whitney Hodak, Jack O'Brien, Miles Gray, and Nick Stump. Our executive producer is Mike Farah. Our consulting producer is Andrew Steele. Our associate producer is Anna Hosnier. Our writer is Jake Fogelis. Our production supervisor is Colin McDougall. This episode was engineered, mixed, and edited by Nick Stump. See you next Thursday on the Ron Burgundy Podcast.